Thank you so much for joining us, Dylan.
No worries, Ruby.
Now, what exactly is the significance of the Clean Energy Regulator approving increased capacity at the Cattle Hill Wind Farm project?
I guess the main significance is that it means that the primary driver of the rollout of renewables in the last sort of decade or more has been fulfilled. That is, there is no need for new projects to be built to fulfil the renewable energy target. So that particular financial incentive that was pulling through renewable energy projects will no longer be pulling through new ones.
Right. And as Australia's emissions reduction task has become even more critical with an investment downturn, what can we expect next?
That's a very good question. What we're starting to see is essentially start, because this is a federal government policy, and what we're starting to see, or we have seen for a while now, is essentially state government starting to fill that void. We've got renewable energy targets in Victoria, in Queensland, in South Australia, and I don't think New South Wales has one, but perhaps we'll start seeing one there as well.
Yeah, hopefully. Now, on to my next question, sorry. Does the federal void created by the achievement of the renewable energy target run the risk of being filled by competing assets?
Sorry, could you please ask that again?
Yeah, absolutely. Does the federal void created by the achievement of the renewable energy target come to maybe run the risk of being filled by competing assets?
Well, it's already been filled now, and that's, I guess, the significance of this announcement last week. It doesn't run the risk of being filled by anything else because it's already filled. So I guess the risk is that, yeah, without any other policy mechanism in place to pull through new investment, then at least from the federal mechanism, then the renewable energy industry will start sort of slowing down, which is exactly the opposite of what we needed to be doing right at this moment, given our emissions task at hand.
Absolutely. Now, final question, would you be able to explain what a deployment corridor is and how it could assist the government in helping make the development of renewable energy sources more predictable?
Yeah, sure. So we've had this problem in all mechanisms and all states and all policy schemes, where basically you have this stop-start nature, where a policy starts and the industry takes off, and then it gets sort of the target gets met, or the money runs out, and then all of a sudden the industry comes to a screaming halt, and you sort of have this boom-bust cycle, and that's obviously not good for the industry or having a coordinated sort of plan. So what they do in other jurisdictions is have this idea of a deployment corridor that essentially basically self-adjusts depending on how the industry is going. So, for example, if we started meeting the target, or the targets are not a particularly good mechanism for this corridor, but if you have something like a feed-in tariff or a reverse auction mechanism, which is what they have in the States, which is where you basically you give renewable energy generators a top-up on top of the electricity value, and if the renewable energy industry starts getting overheated, there's lots of investment, then that just means you reduce the top-up. If, on the other hand, the investment starts slowing down, that sort of tends to indicate that they're not as economically viable as they should be, so you increase the top-up. But by doing this, you can, having this sort of self-correcting or self-adjusting mechanism, you can basically have a fairly predictable and constant rollout of investment.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dylan. It's been great having you on the show.
No worries.